you like random, I see sinners in a church, lots of shenanigans, and all of the topics, and not so random special guests and interviews, tune in Monday between 7 p.m.-ish and 8:30 p.m.-ish. Am I using that right?
What's the difference?
5 minutes.
How do you guys do that?
And replay Thursday, primetime drive time, 5 p.m. till 6:30.
On 98.1.
Your weekly random rendezvous with Reza,
your introversion legend.
Reglanradio.com. Check out the live stream.
On a journey of what it takes to be.
Kia ora tatu. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Rendezvous with Reza on this very stormy, windy, rainy Monday night. It's just after 7, Monday, the 1st of July. Happy 1st of July, everyone. We've made half of the year. Well done. Or if you're listening to this on Thursday, 5 p.m., it's almost the weekend, guys. I am waiting for Neil. As always on a Monday, the first 15 minutes are just me and the radio. I'm kind of like getting settled and play some tunes, and then I wait for Neil. And today is special because it's Neil's birthday. So I'm very, very pleased that he decides to spend this special evening with me on the radio tonight. And we shall see. Maybe he's prepared something extra special. Or we're just going to do what we always do and moan a little bit about the Mona's board, also known as Reglan Community Board. This song is pretty funny. Also, it's got a good beat, I'd say. Girl on Couch and Bill and Ted with Men in Finance. Just what I want.
I'm looking for a man in finance, trust fund, 6'5", blue eyes, finance, trust fund, 6'5", blue eyes, finance, trust fund, 6'5", blue eyes, finance, trust fund, 6'5". I'm looking for a man in I'm looking for a man in finance, trust fund, 6'5", blue eyes, finance, trust fund, 6'5", blue eyes, finance, trust fund, 6'5", blue eyes, finance, trust fund, 6'5". I'm looking for a man in finance. For a man in finance, trust fund, 6'5", blue eyes, finance, trust fund, 6'5", blue eyes, finance, trust fund, 6'5", blue eyes, finance, trust fund, 6'5". I'm looking for a man in finance. What a tune. I mean, what can I say? She's basically just mentioned every single thing that I need in a guy, right? Finance, trust fund, 6'5", blue eyes. I mean, that's what every girl wants. For those of you who do know me, I'm just kidding. I don't. I hate that stuff. But hey, I mean, that's totally legit. If that's what you're looking for, then you should maybe blast that song a bit louder when you make your rounds, or have it as your profile song. I don't even know if that's a thing on the apps, the dating apps. The next song is quite the opposite of what we just listened to. It's probably one of my newest discoveries, and I have to say I didn't discover her by myself. It was a little help
Wonderful artist Lola Young. She just released her new album, and it's a freaking banger. Every single song is pretty epic. Here's one of my favorites, Ruin My Makeup. Thanks, Al.
I don't know which way I'm facing when the lights are down. I don't know which path I'm taking because they all look the same now. An old friend taught me that. An old friend forgot my favorite color and my date of birth. I learned from when I hid behind the seams, ripped behind the ethanol still clinging to my teeth. I kinda like her when he makes mistakes. I kinda like her when she plays them games, gives me a reason to win. I didn't want you back around here. Tight fist, eyes flinch. Want you back around here. I kept on running, I continue to sin. I see Jesus when I'm running, and he laughs cause I'm an atheist. Put honey in my back pocket, hands on my mouth. Don't wake up the back prophet, hands in my mouth. I still wanna suffer for a little while. All man longs to suffer for a little while. If I cry about you, about love, I'll only ruin my makeup, ruin my makeup. If I cry about you, about love, I'll only ruin my makeup, ruin my makeup. It's bad enough as it is. Pour the brandy down the sink. There's heaven in your name. I'm there for a drink. I cannot give you any more of me. No, that would be forsaken. Get down on your hands and knees. Pretend I'm staying and it's cold in the summer. I'll lend you my jumper and I'll lend you my ego. And we can play the Beatles and we'll forget how many cars pass by. And we can just dance. And maybe I'll lie and say that I do not love you. And big boys don't cry. So maybe you will say you gotta leave. It's only quarter to nine. But then I'll let you go, I let you go, cause you'll be back tomorrow.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that if you don't get goosebumps listening to that song or start bursting out into tears, you are a psychopath. Because it's, I mean, that song should do something to you. So Lola Young, she is an English singer and songwriter. She's from London and she's been doing music since 2019. So that's 5 years ago. Now, if we do the math, which I'm terrible at, wait, she's born 2001. That makes her 15 years younger than me. I'm 37. So she's 22. Wow. Okay. See, this is what makes me feel so inadequate. People that write lyrics like that and they're freaking way younger than me. But hey, it's fine. I just go cry and ruin my makeup. Not wearing any today. But I'm pretty sure most of you know the feeling that you cry about something and then you look in the mirror and you see those black streaks on your face from your mascara. Yeah, I had that happen to me the other day and thank goodness I caught it before going to work at 7 in the morning. Yay me. Okay, we're still waiting for Neil to come. I usually see his car driving past and we're gonna let go of some of our rage that we have accumulated over the last week about regular notice board comments or questions. I have to say, now that I feel like I'm a main contributor on the notice board myself, I might have to stop that because I got a little bit of ships last week for posting certain things. And even friends reaching out being like, no, let me explain. You don't understand. So I'm going to talk to Neil about that. Maybe he can help me out. Maybe he can set me straight. Until then, I'm going to listen to another fantastic song from Lola Young. stream of consciousness. Now that stuff just made me weep on the weekend.
I turn the lights on, throw the towel in, and feel pretty much nothing. I think that's the kind of pain that worries me, and I like to think that I'm growing up and that I'm learning, but I've no idea what's underneath. The foundations I laid down are too light for my skin. And he said he wants to take me abroad, but I can barely fly with my own wings. And love really confuses me, like how much he's supposed to give.
That's what I had.
I dream in color, hate the summer. I act tougher than I really am. I'm a fuck up, told my mother I don't love her when she's all that I have. And I'm 21 but feel like I'm getting on. The child in me has been and gone. Isn't that sad? I dream in color, hate the summer. Please don't tell me this is all that I am. It's all that I am. I think deep down I've quite liked being held at night, you know. Someone to touch, something to believe in. And there's like 21 reasons as to why I'm here, but like 99 reasons as to why there's just no meaning.
That's kind of depressing.
And if I make something out of myself, it'll be mad beautiful. Like the way he looked at me when I asked him to dance. This isn't a stream of consciousness. This is more like a big fat fucking no one asked. I dream in color. The summer, I act tougher than I really am. I'm a fuck up, told my mother I don't love her when she's all that I have. And I'm 21 but feel like I'm getting on. The child in me has been and gone. Isn't that sad? A dream in color. Hate the summer. Please don't tell me this is all that I am. It's all that I am.
Oh yeah, that was Lola Young with Stream of Consciousness. And with me is Neil. Neil, how do you like this new tune?
I love it. I've Shazammed it.
You just Shazammed it?
I gave it a Shazam.
I always feel very privileged when people Shazam my stuff.
Yeah, me too, actually.
You know, it's like, you think I have great taste in music?
You Shazammed me.
You just Shazammed me? Everybody, welcome Neil, and sing
Thank
in
you.
Silence a happy birthday. And
all that I've seen your true face. I don't want to believe.
Letting the rage go, Neil. Just let it go, it's fine. It's the long version just for you today.
That's good. I like it. I can feel it. I was getting quite mellow.
Yeah. The longest freaking regular rage. I want to do the short version because at the short version it says regular rage in the end, right?
Yeah.
We like that.
It is nice. It's a nice tidy ending.
A what ending?
Tidy.
Oh, tidy. I was like, Heidi, who's Heidi?
Tidy. Sorry, I have been a little bit sick.
A little bit of a cold.
I am
the camel flu, I heard?
I'm COVID free.
You're COVID free, but camel flu is.
Yeah,
what
someone
we're
put
having.
That on the Mud Dolphin Excursion page.
Yeah, which is our favorite new moaning board page.
Yeah, it's another one. Oh, I wouldn't moan.
It's not moaning.
No, it's
no, what are we doing? We're just being silly. And
just trying to run a business.
Yeah, the business of silliness is what we're running there. And yeah, I just posted that his party is postponed to this Friday at Neil's house due to the flu. So I'm hoping that everybody's just going to rock up at your place on Friday, be like, party time!
The views of this radio station are not necessarily the views of Neil Tolan.
Neil, son of Anthony Funky Monkey Tolan, with me in the house, everyone, here for Rendezvous
it's
with Lisa.
It's great to be back.
Monday evening. Did we not do it last week, did we?
Yeah, we did. But we did. Lots happened in 1 week, hasn't it?
Oh my gosh.
Things
as always.
Have happened.
Things. All the things. Like one thing and then another thing. And then even, I think, almost a third or fourth thing happened. Same for you?
Yeah, there's a few things that happened over the week. It was great, though.
Long weekend.
Bit of a long weekend. Which was lovely.
Did you go to the Matariki town hall situation?
I didn't, actually. No, I did go to Lost Tribe, and that was...
Oh, that was Friday.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, that was
last show,
a beautiful
right?
night.
Probably sold out weeks ago.
I think there were still a few...
Nuh-uh. Ticks left?
Door sales, yeah.
Oh.
Great. Lost Tribe, beautiful music. You sounded fantastic. And what a great way to spend Matariki.
Yeah. I sang myself... the town hall on Saturday.
Nice.
With the Raitland vocalizers. Shout
Very
out to
good.
Johanna, Manu, Laura, Dan. Oh God, I'm probably forgetting. Karen. Yeah, we did a little, we have a little singing group. I'm usually not part of that because I was too frugal to spend money on that. So, but somebody had to be sick. Had to
there
be sick.
There you go.
So I had to jump in and learn six
discovering
songs.
Things every week. Taking off the layers.
Yep. That's what we do. That's what we do on the radio. So shall we dive right back into our...
That's what the people want. That's what they're tuned in for.
That's why they listen to this.
That
Neil.
Is why
Gotta
they're
give
listening.
Give the people what they want.
That's why they're tuned in on Monday. And that's why some of them are even going back on the Thursday. And some are actually going back on the podcast.
On the podcast, the archive. I can see who has downloaded or viewed the archived materials. Now, I was wondering if I click on that like 10 times a day... Myself.
Then we will feel amazing, but not
Will
really.
I feel great. Look how many people have access to today's 5 people, and 4 of them is me. You know, something like that.
Yeah, maybe don't tell me that part. Just say, hey.
Neil, look.
Wow, 25,000 people.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, our biggest listenership, is listenership a word?
It is.
Listenership.
Listenership.
Wow, I just thought I made up a word. So our biggest listenership is probably in Berlin. Because that's where my friends live.
Brilliant.
I have friends here too, but they all have lives.
Yeah, I've heard.
So they can't listen.
I've heard they're wearing t-shirts, they're selling merchandise over there, so yep. Big thank you. And very, very much thank you for
our
hosting us next year, I understand. You're bringing us over to do a bit of a week tour.
Yeah, that would be
of
actually
your
epic.
Notice boards.
Raglan in Berlin, you know, Berlin. I have to check out the Berlin notice board on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's probably every suburb has its own, just like Auckland.
Can that be translated? I can.
Oh, I can do that as a research project when English. I'm over there. You know? Yes. Yeah. We should definitely keep the comms open, you and me,
That'd
when we're
good.
Overseas. You check a little bit what Scotland
has. My Berlinese is not too good.
Well.
I can understand a little bit, but
the Berlinese slang. Yeah. We'll figure it out. My Scottish is pretty good.
Nice.
So if we do research, you know, and then we can just collate that and present in a PhD paper.
How does that sound, everybody? If you're interested in that, give us a call on 83. Look up the number on Google.
825-026. 8. And yeah, if you're interested in that, and if you're not interested in that, it kind of doesn't matter because we're going to do it anyways, right?
Sure.
Squish.
Okay, let's get straight into it.
Let's get started.
Okay, so we've for those who've been to Raglan Foursquare, we're thrilled to announce that we've completed stage one of our stage 3 upgrade, and our brand new self-checkouts are now up and running. But don't worry, no one is losing their job. In fact, we're in the process of hiring 2 more wonderful staff members to join our Foursquare family. The self-checkers are here to streamline the process and reduce wait times, making your shopping experience even better. Come in and try them out and let us know what you think. Your feedback is always appreciated. Thank you for your continued support.
Woo-hoo.
Did you try them out?
I did. I think I was the first one at 7 in the morning when they opened them up,
wow,
and I just had
that's
cash.
That's cool to say that. You are the first one in
I had
Raglan.
Cash. I couldn't use it.
Okay.
I was gutted. I came back the same day just to use it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I've used it. It's great.
You cannot use it if you give back your milk bottle and get a new milk bottle, though.
Fair enough.
Makes sense. Or for cash out, obviously.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it's great. It's great.
It's awesome.
You know, there are a few posts on there. What have we got? The ones about no human interaction. They're still three-man checkouts. Go to them.
Yeah.
You don't have to use the self-checkouts. I reckon it's good, especially if you just want to run in and run out.
With paying, obviously. That's
What else have we got? We've got the automation state of our species seeping into fine order in its subtle forums. Progress in humanity's bizarre pursuit of speeding up life. If this is what brings a little balance and ease to our beautiful community's day-to-day operations, great. I do hope human cashiers stay present in the years to come. Many of us enjoy the human interaction in its simplest form.
Who is this? Can we say? Who did that very, very long, eloquent...
Because it's all public domain, it was Scott.
Scott who?
Let's just go first names, just in case someone...
Scott who?
In case someone overseas is listening.
I'm like, wow, what a very intricate post about something so minor, dare I say.
Do you remember the Westpac branch?
Yeah.
Now an ATM. It's not progress. Huh? It is change, but is it a positive change?
Huh?
Think about your values.
Hey, think about it. Well, as Satnam said, it's not like they're going to kick off people. It's not like it's a substitution. It's an add-on. So I don't think there's any harm done, but more revenue for Foursquare because they can, smoosh a few people through.
Here's another post. I'm a bit gutted. Don't like them. Have never used them. I don't mind queues. Develops patience. Opportunity to chat. Think. Social skills. Yesterday I was in line and a young boy, approximately 8-year-old, with an item stood behind me. I offered to let him go before me. He said, thanks, but I'm not in a hurry, so it's okay. 2 minutes saved. Is 2 minutes for the future rushing? No interaction with fellow humans. Cold, impersonal, devaluing human existence. But we'll take your money.
I'm just so impressed that, and I've said this so many times in this show, and I will say it again, Neil, if people have issues with that, they must be very, very happy, lucky people that they don't have any other issues. I'm really happy for them, if that's what, keeps them up at night.
It is great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Here's another one. This is good for people like me that don't want to talk and just do shopping, scan and the stuff and leave.
No, there you go.
Good point. No! Pretty sad. There's customer interaction is way better.
Oh, well, sometimes I don't want to chat. Do you always want to? So, Neil, you're a very chatty person. And I feel like even if you have a bad day, you're probably not going to let that show like me. Right?
I guess I feel sorry sometimes for the people behind the checkouts because you go in and you say, how's it going? You don't want to say how it's going because you know that every other person during the whole day.
Yeah, I never do that. Yeah.
Almost finished the day.
Hmm.
What's the other questions?
I sometimes say, was it busy today? Busy day? Yeah. And then they're like, yay or nay or huh. And I'm like, oh, you get off soon or you just started? Yeah, I do that sometimes if I want to chat. If I don't, then I'm already frustrated when they ask me how you're doing. So I'm like, fine. I'm like, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Yeah, I don't want to say thank you, Mom. Okay, so, moving on.
But I will say this. I have thought, it may lose people's jobs. So what I'm going to do to get some of the jobs back in the society, I'm not going to message you anymore on the phone. I'm going to write a letter. Let's get our posties back
brilliant.
Working.
Yeah.
If we all just
start
decide
writing letters.
To stop messaging each other on our phones... Get some jobs
we
back.
We should do a case study around that.
Yeah.
Like all our other 10 case studies that we are currently running, that should be one of them.
So if every person sends maybe, probably do 20, 30 messages a day.
Yeah, at least.
So if we put that into a letter, that's got to be, that's another 20 posties running around Raglan.
At least. Oh, wow.
Probably do shifts.
Yeah, they have to do shift work to deliver at night too when you wake up at 3 in the morning.
And it has to be all coordinated because you don't want one response before another one.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Just an idea. Just put it up there.
It's a good idea.
Brainstorm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that. Not.
I've got to say, I have used them. And the good thing is I can choose to use the
The other one as well. If yeah, I want to change.
I do both.
Yeah.
Because again, milk bottle, got to go through the thing to the person. Or if you want cash out, which I sometimes do, got to go through the person. If you only have cash, like I did the other day, got to go through the person. I stood there with my 20 cent coins because I had no money left. I'm getting paid tomorrow, so I'm kind of like scraping by on my last dollars. And I went to my little box where I always throw down the coins. And I had like $10 of just 20 cents in there. And I'm like, oh, well, there's my milk. She wasn't too excited about the small money.
It's legal tender. Just one more post. I'm in Germany. It might be one of your crew. I have seen supermarket after supermarket closed down for 2 months and then reopen with 6 to 8 self-checkout counters, yet to see one in use, even though 2 out of every 3 people pay by card or phone. Nobody, unless forced at gunpoint, is going to check their shiz out. What's next? You want us to restock the aisles and sweep the floor? Actually, I wouldn't mind actually mopping the floor. It looks quite cool. The last night, they get it really nice. And
it looks very shiny. And like.
But
polished.
It goes without saying that you can't use cash for self-checkout. We can all see where this is heading.
I can't see farther than, you know.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't want to.
So.
I refuse.
What are we going to do about it?
Start a revolution? Or maybe some activism in front of Foursquare. I'm not calling out for a revolution. Just saying. But, you know, if people would want to make posters and say, down with a self-checkout, down with a self-checkout, you know, it's probably going to do something.
Or if no one uses them, then, you know, after 5 years, they're going to go, should we get rid of those? No one's using them.
Probably even less than 5 years.
But it will be probably good over summer because I'm sure. You know,
I'm pretty sure it's going to be good for summer.
So that was a great little bit of a post update there.
Do you mean a little bit of useless time spent on the notice board? Yeah, I felt that way too. Yeah, it was kind of like one of those posts where you're like, huh, can't believe I just read all the comments for 5 minutes.
But that's what we love. That's why we have a show.
That's why we
so
do
thank
this.
You for posting that up.
Thanks
and
for
all the
providing.
Best with the self-checkout.
Also, another shout out to Bexy.
Yes.
She was almost, how you say, moved to tears that we talked so much about her and her contribution on the notice board. And she listened to the archive material in Australia. Yeah, she was really happy about
Thank you for taking us to Australia.
Bexy.
This is going to be...
Thanks for sponsoring our show.
This is opening up new doors.
Sponsored by
I can see Sydney, Perth, Melbourne.
Do we want them though?
We'll just go on a tour, all the notice boards. Obviously, they're going to have to come up with quite a bit of funds for us to do what we do.
Yeah.
But we'd have a research department, so we'd arrive and it'd be like, this is, here they are,
once
this
we
is what
have,
you're reading out.
Once we have figured out how we fund this, we should employ your brother to actually
Yeah, we could do. It was nice that. To see him over the week, if he's listening.
He won't.
He'll be tuned in over in Australia.
Yeah, is he back now?
Yeah, he's back home,
Too bad I didn't get to see him because I only met him once or twice or 3 or 4 times in the last 7 years.
Yeah, it was a brief in and out, great week, and he enjoyed
not being
back
on
to
the radio. And not being on the radio. Because I invited him, but because he's doing it for a living, he's like, no, that's ship. I don't want to do that. Is what he was thinking. So what's up next on the notice board? Well, let's do a quick breather. With a song, let's play Hole, Pretty on the Inside.
Like it.
Great tune. I also know a very good Hole tribute band from Hamilton. Hey, Laura, that's you.
Kiss girl, won't you promise her smack? Is she pretty on the inside? Is she pretty from the back? Yeah.
That was a very short, raging song from Hole. Pretty on the inside.
What do you think, folks? Give us a call.
825-0268. Nobody's ever calling, Neil.
But one day they will.
What are we doing wrong?
One day they will.
People are texting me on
Insta. We
will
have to try and work out how to pick up the phone.
And on Facebook and on WhatsApp, everybody's like, oh, there was a thing. Like, stupid people, just call.
If anyone
be
wants,
on air with us.
Well, what I will say, if anyone wants naming rights of this show right now, send myself or Reza a message, yeah, and your name will be all over this show tonight.
If you want it or not. I mean, no. So I take this very serious. So the
I
other day. So the other day, I was saying something on the radio about someone in the community. I was saying stuff like, oh, yeah, I've heard that so-and-so is really good at doing this and this. And then my friend got back to me about like, oh God, when you said that, I was like, oh, now she's going to say my name. Now she's going to say their name. And I'm like, girl.
It's okay.
I'm not, I'm totally aware of what I'm doing here. It might seem like I have no freaking idea what I'm doing.
But that is
But I actually do know that I'm not going to name names unless they want to be named, you know?
Mm. How is Tracy?
She's great. Oh. Tracy and Dan are awesome. Yeah, they're made up, so it's fine. So, yeah, should we get on with another
one? Let's get on. Just what we're doing is just reading a few of the favorites from the Raglan Notice Board this week. Your week,
awesome!
Your people.
Your week, your people.
Just had our QV assessment for rates evaluation.
One. Oh, my God, Neil, no.
Our house value has gone up nearly 50%.
I'm scared.
And I'm imagining the rates will follow suit percentage-wise. Mm. Unbelievable. I'll be asking for a reassessment. This is so incorrect. And what?
Okay. So, I'm just going to stop you right there for a brief
Everyone just
moment.
Pause.
Just pause and breathe.
Breathe.
Because this was really hard for me last week. Because the moment I answered to that post, calling people privileged to worry about, well, you can read out what I said in a little bit, but before that, I knew that I would get lot of ships, basically, right? But I also realized that at a certain point, I wasn't reading it anymore. I wasn't reading the comments.
Yeah.
So this is now live, me reacting to you reading out the comments.
Okay.
Because I stopped reading them. Because I was like, oh, there's some really rude people saying really rude things, which I think I just said, well, if your house goes up in value, that's a privileged problem for me, you know,
yeah,
but it's a great thing that your house goes up in value. Sure, rates, that's really bad that all your rates go up. I'm really sorry for the people who can't afford it, but hey, I'm renter.
Yeah.
My rent goes up every week, $50 every year, you know. I'm like, I also struggle, and
yeah,
I'm not able to own a house as a single person. I could. It's not like I couldn't, but again, pay the
yeah
rates. So I'm like, but owning 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 houses and then complaining about the rates is for me, and I'm not saying everybody there has, but I think because I used the word privilege, everybody got offended because where I'm from, it is a privilege to be able to buy a house.
Yeah,
I definitely know in this country and in the UK and in the US, it's normal that you're not renting, you're buying. For me, that is not normal. So I see that as a privilege if you have the money at some point in your life to buy a house. And that's all I was trying to say. Maybe that didn't come across. I'm happy.
That's exactly how it came across.
Thank you so much for saying that.
So I guess, as you said.
Let's do it.
So all I'm hearing is boo-hoo, the house I own increased in value, but I have to pay adequately higher rates. Can you believe how ships it is for people like us who rent? I get an increase every year and I pay more than some people for their mortgage. Just saying, check your privilege.
Yeah. Mic drop out. I think the check your privilege, I love to use that for everything and everyone just to see people's reactions.
It is good to check privilege.
It is.
Yeah.
I have heaps of privilege, so do you.
It says check
yeah
your privilege.
Yeah, and everybody should, because I'm not saying it's not a problem, but I'm also saying check your privilege that you are able to live in a house and worry about, continue.
So I guess we've got some good ones. Rates are going up over 30% anyways. There was an announcement earlier this year. We've got, what a spoiled brat.
Oh, yeah.
To pool.
I was called a spoiled brat. I'm like, why am I a spoiled brat
now? The rates go up, your rent goes up, you turkey labor block voter.
Turkey labor block voter.
That's a new one, eh?
What is it, though? What is a turkey labor block voter?
I guess a labor...
Well, labor block, voter.
Labor. I don't know what the turkey part is.
Am I a turkey? Do I look like a turkey, Neil?
Don't think so.
Okay, thanks. My neck looks okay. It's not that
interesting. So there's lots of comments around there. Lots, and you know, we it is the rates going up and that kind of thing. It is, you know, it is tricky. But I guess we're all putting it into a big pile of funds that gets used for our community, and that is expensive and water and power, not power, but I guess power for all the council stuff.
Yeah.
What else do our rates go on? Roads.
Yeah, infrastructure.
And
it's a
people
problem.
Be yelling. Yelling at the radio going, they've been wasting lots of money. That's probably a small percentage.
It's
a,
yeah, it is.
But.
I mean, we could look. The thing is, everybody can access the info, what our rates are for and how much is paid for what per year or per long-term plan. You know, that's not a secret. But I think most people are just assuming that.
Yeah.
For example, people think that rates go to council pay. Mm. They don't.
Yeah.
Your rates don't go up because I just got a raise of $5 a week. That's, by the way, something that I should not say on the air, and I haven't. I just made an example.
Yeah.
If people get $5 or $10 or $20 a week more, that is not your rates, mate. It's not. It's not.
Just so saying. Rates will always be a bit of a...
issue.
Bit of an issue because, you know, we don't like giving our money away to things, but...
Are we giving it away, I wonder? You know, it's not like giving it away.
No, we're getting a service.
But people complain about the lack of service, but also about the waste of money for services. So I'm like, well, that's... So what is it then? Is it not enough service? Because, you know, there's a big part of the community who's saying, oh, we need more of this or more of that, or this needs reinstation, you know, this facility is crap and this needs... I'm like, well, where is that money coming from? Yeah. Yes, it's your rates!
And what do you cut? Here's another little quote to read out.
Mm-hmm.
So council thought the cost of providing water was going to be covered by central government, but people didn't like that idea, so voted for a bunch of morons. Remember the views of the Random Way Show, not necessarily the views necessarily promoted here. So voted for a bunch of morons that that gave us a tax cut. Yet rates have gone up as a result, not to mention RUCs on EVs and the $5,000 first home starter scrapped. It will take me 7 years to break even, so my money is probably going to Oz.
Okay. Well, huh. I mean, I get the notion, but I don't know if that's 100% the case.
And, you know... We do judge ourselves as well, and I made a post as well, and I'm going to read that out.
Well, yeah, please do.
I'm going to read that out because
I did find that
it's not necessarily judging everyone else.
No, I did find your post enlightening. I needed that.
So basically, as you all know, in 1972, a crack commander unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team. I do just like putting that into random,
yeah, I love it.
Random posts now and again when when you don't want to go too deep,
yeah.
But you want to contribute.
Or you've also noticed it's gone way too deep. I need to save some poor souls here and lighten the mood. And I'm just going to throw that in as a bomb, kind of, you know, kind of like de-escalating the whole situation with that. I did get like 10 or 15 thumbs up and likes, and then 5 or 10 angry faces and laughs. I think the angry faces and laughs are the ones who call me a turkey. What was I? A privileged bread turkey? No, a labor.
Turkey block voter.
I'm a turkey block voter. I will remember that.
It'd be cool to get them all together, eh? The turkey block voters. Yeah. The turkey labor block voters.
Turkey labor block voters for you. So that was a bit of fun.
That was fun.
But also a little bit of, why did I do this?
But it opens conversations.
Does it? I feel like it just gives more fuel to people. And the other thing, if you look at the times when certain people post things and you look at like 11 o'clock at night, my assumption is person XYZ that I have in mind right now, who is retired, had a few drinks too many and just gets really angry about the little turkey that is me, you know, the little Labour voter.
Yeah.
I didn't vote Labour, I vote Green. But, you know, I'm like, yeah, anything after 9 p.m. on social media, nah. Just no. Thanks, no.
There's some wise words there, people. Anything after 9 o'clock, check twice. Get a friend to look over it before you hit that enter. What are you sending? What are you putting out there? You can delete it, but someone can screenshot it and bring it back 20 years later.
Yeah, and it'll haunt you for the rest of your days. Hey, people also forget that, and again, for the retired folk, it might not matter that much. You know, the people that own 3 houses and their interest rates go up. But for people like me, I wonder if when I apply for a job somewhere, and sorry, I just had to burp. Oops, salmon. And people look up stuff. You know, there's sometimes they Google your name, which funnily, thankfully, I'm not using my real name on Facebook. People are always confused when they've known me for a few years and they're like, wait, Mutanu is not your last name? I'm like, nope.
No way.
Nah. But if they Google your name and then they found out stuff that I posted, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, I'm like, but I'm not that person.
Yeah, it's there.
Mm.
It's all there.
So use a fake name or be anonymous is what I'm saying. If you want to be a keyboard warrior like us.
Or just say it was all good humor. The whole lot of it.
It was all just a
just little bit of fun.
Yeah. Okay, what's the next one?
Okay, here's another little one. We seem to be having a lot of new car valet people advertising these days.
Yeah.
And we do.
I've seen that.
There has been quite a few.
Mm.
I've kicked a fair few of them to touch on the Raglan Humour page too. Yeah, what's funny about Car Valley? Don't put that on there.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
Raglan Humour page, are you a part of that?
Should I be?
It's a page full of humour.
I did not think. Oh my gosh, Neil.
Someone says, yep, me too, knobs.
What is knobs? What does that mean? For the foreigners here in the room?
I'll get you to type up
knobs.
K-N-O-B-S.
For let's get it accurate. Like a knob.
Yeah, like a door handle.
A door handle.
Or a knob.
Isn't that an insult if you're a knob?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're such a door handle, Neil.
All scams, but not sure how it works.
Mm.
Well, what they do is...
What do they do?
They probably ask you for a payment up front. So maybe they get hold of you and say, hey, I'll come round in the next hour. But to confirm the booking, we just need your visa, $20 and...
your social security number. I don't know about that.
So be careful out there of what you're entering into.
Mm-hmm. I have a few very positive vibes on the notice board.
Go positive.
So the call up for the mamas and mothers, not fathers for some reason, only the mamas and mothers. Oh, no. And then it says any women and men who are interested in doing monthly clothes, toys and useful things swap at the park. I think that is a great idea. It received quite a lot of yay.
Very nice.
That was cute. And then also one of our main contributors on the notice board, Nick, walk bridges at 3 a.m. just the right amount of mist. So cool. And that picture looked pretty epic.
Yeah, that's very cool. That is a very nice picture.
So that 614 people liked or commented on it.
That's
more than yours.
That's up there for the Raglan Awards.
Yeah, we
Raglan
should save that
Notice Board
for...
Raglan Awards, very nice.
Yeah, I think he might be in for it, eh? Then a post just today, 5 hours ago, where I had to comment that I did not know any of the words she was using in that post. So Lisa from, as we know, Labour of Wild, Headmakers, was posting, hey, Raglan, I'm looking to make some headstands. I know these words. Like these, and I'm wondering if anyone happens to have a bunch of female elbows. What?
What?
And or flangs kicking about. Breasts would be cool, but open to alternatives. And I'm like, huh.
That sounds like a great party, eh?
None of those three words make any sense to me, and I can't be bothered to Google. Do you know what any of those things are? What is a female elbow?
It'll be the kind of different connections.
Is it
so
that?
Maybe one you put in and one's out.
Yeah.
It's like a
I didn't know they're called female elbows.
Genitalia, and then maybe one goes in like a... female genitalia.
Oh, that's weird. And what is flangs? Am I pronouncing that right?
Flange.
Oh, a flange. Wait.
It's like a little...
I'm thinking of a different thing when I hear flange.
Is this a code word for something that's happening this weekend?
Lisa, please tell us what's going on. What are you doing? Are you being for real or are you just messing with us? And what is a brass?
It's like kind of coppery, kind of that's
okay. That
kind of yeah.
He's pointing at the railway
balustrade,
here. Balustrade
which is
at
made
the radio.
Out of stainless steel, but if it was brass, it would
okay.
be more golden.
So that was me just feeling very foreignish, and then we also had. Something that I always find entertaining that people do once a month, you get the odd, hey, how was this and this dinner place lately? And we had, hi everyone, what the war fish and chips like nowadays?
Yeah, I was going to reply saying they're about
the same.
They're anywhere from 10 centimeters to 15 centimeters, kind of golden, quite
what are they
soft
like?
In the middle.
Yep. Crunchy also
and
a little
the
bit.
The fish has
is
been
there.
Battered.
Yeah. Fish has been caught?
Yeah.
Has been processed?
Yeah.
And ready made to eat is what we can say.
Yeah, what did we get though? This is
a lot. Got good fish and chips there the other day. Fish was fresh. Last time we got from the chips were really awful. Joe's anytime the best. That is Joe's takeaways at Papahua. I go to the war for seafood salad. Sometimes it can be hit and miss for the fish and chips. The stuff, they stuff it up by putting the fish and chips into a cardboard box. Ghastly. I was born in Raglan years ago. No, I think I was born in Raglan, full stop. And then years ago, not the same at Wharf now. I don't come that often anyway, enjoy. Don't be lazy, go and look. Is basically what I was thinking. And then the author said... Have had good and rubbish frim there. Just seeing if it's improved. Chipper average. Yep, it's good. Joe's all day. Yummy is beautiful. I like the seafood salad and kaffir oysters from Wharf, but always Joe's for fish and chips, burgers, and scallops. The seafood salad is a hidden gem. So I've heard now a few times the seafood salad.
Yes, it's coming through. I'm getting that.
So, right? You're feeling it. You're feeling the seafood salad vibe. Because that's what the post did for me. I'm like, oh, because I like their chowder. So I'm like,
I like
ooh,
their fish burgers.
I need to do the seafood salad now.
This show is nowhere endorsed by the Raglan Wharf, but if you
they
want
to check
it out.
They have an advertisement on the radio, so that's
oh, they
fine.
Do? Mm. Okay. Check it out. I've always had a good experience there. I just like going for the
beer batter chips are the best.
I love waiting for fish and chips.
You love waiting?
Yeah.
In line? For like
just
half
outside.
An hour at least.
It makes you slow down.
Yeah,
and just
if
watch.
It's a rainy, windy day, it's the best to wait outside.
Just waiting for your number.
Mm.
It's great.
It's usually friends of mine when they come with the little one, that's where they want to do Sunday lunch before they head home.
Yeah.
So that's always my like every 3 months, that's what you do. And then I forget, do you know that I always forget that we have the Wharf restaurant out there?
Yes, yeah.
Man, I have not been to this place in 2 or 3 years at least because I forget that it's there. I think it's not a local thing. Hey, it's not a local joint. It's more like a tourist thing.
I think they have good lunches. I always see the lunches and I'm like, I wish I was home today.
Yeah?
They have some good
lunches. Should we do for our next segment like a little lunch tour?
Yeah, that'd be quite cool.
Lunch tiki tour through Raglan and eat lunch every day somewhere different when we work from home, obviously. And we have our
food. And the thing is, everyone will know that we're critics.
Yeah, the food critics coming.
They're coming, everybody.
Everybody.
Top class service.
Yeah, we should totally do that. I'd be down. We should exchange schedules. I'm going to play Wharf Ellis, Yuk Fu. I do have to say, none of this stuff comes from my actual knowledge. Well, I do know Wharf Ellis, but the playlist
Ellis?
Is from my friend Alistair. No, Wharf Ellis.
Wharf
it's a band. Yeah. So, thanks, Alistair, for the playlist. I should just turn up the mic while Neil was practicing his London accent.
I was actually Birmingham. I was from Birmingham.
Oh, Birmingham. What's your Birmingham accent?
I'm from Birmingham.
Keep going.
I love living in Birmingham. It's a beautiful place. I'm going to right now. I'm not on the spot.
Because I have a friend who's from Birmingham. And
I'm from Birmingham. Birmingham's nice. No, see, I'm going.
He's trying really hard. That's your homework for next Monday. Welcome back to Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM.
Best of the West.
It's Monday evening. It's almost 8 o'clock. That means we have another 36 minutes with that show.
In a few days, it'll be Thursday if you're listening to the show.
No, it'll be Friday if you're listening to the show on Thursday. Tomorrow? Tomorrow's Friday. Or Tuesday.
Yes.
Depending when you're listening to it. Yep.
Okay. If we confuse you, we're very sorry.
Because that's all good. What else do we have on the Raglan Mona's board, also known as the Raglan Notice Board? We're going to the Rage Board. We should call it Rage Board.
Rage Board, Raglan Rage.
Raglan Rage. Rage, everybody. So that's our little segment here with me and Neil, son of Anthony, Funky Monkey Tolan. And up next. Good evening.
Up next, someone left the gate open across the road, or he nudged it open. LOL. And we've got a picture of a cow walking across the road. There he goes.
No, wait, let me see.
That is a cow walking across a street looking for some grass.
I didn't see that post.
That's great, eh?
Hmm.
So I was just driving down the road.
Which road do we know?
I'm not too sure the road. It will be in Raglan somewhere. It is outside number 52. So all the streets that have numbers above 52, we can eliminate. We can get down.
We can get down to all the others, yeah. That's also your homework for next week.
But that is great. To have the freedom, you know, being a cow and one paddock
around
and going out going, oh, these guys have cabbages. Silver beet.
Do cows eat cabbages?
I think they would do if
they would
they
could.
Yeah.
I think it would be really bad for their digestive system with all their stomachs and all those five stomachs having gassy situations.
Any farmers listening right now, give us a call on 835-0268.
I repeat, 825-0268.
Can cows eat cabbages?
Yeah, but we want to know. Message. We don't want to Google. We just want people to spread their knowledge. Or post on the notice board and tag Neil Tolan and Reza Mutanu.
Yeah, just put it under that post if you want to dig deep.
Dig deep.
So a bit of freedom for the cow there. I hope you had a great time.
Speaking of cows, that wasn't a good segue, but did you see the pigeon post?
The pigeon post.
The pigeon post.
I feel like I might have.
I'm pretty sure you have. So anyone know anything about this very friendly tagged pigeon with crazy colors, been around for hours, and you see
a very
turquoisey teal color under the wing of this very white pigeon. And there were a few people saying, oh, tagged racing pigeon resting before it heads back to where it was released from. I wouldn't put my money on this bird to be winning many races. Could be lost, hungry, and dehydrated. We had one last year. We emailed the local club with a number on the leg band and someone came to get it. Looks like a custom paint job to me. I like that one. It was on my front lawn this afternoon in Cliff Street. We don't know what happened to the pigeon. If it stayed, if it went back where it came from. I see the number 27 or 21 on there. 27.
Well, hey, I hope you're having a good time out there.
But it's not a natural colouring situation under the wing,
like,
is it?
It's going out for the night, isn't it?
Is it a night outfit?
It's all dressed up. I had a pigeon once, racing pigeon turn up to my house one night.
You know what I hear when people say racing pigeon? A racist pigeon is what I hear. Racist pigeon. I have a racist pigeon.
No, sorry. sorry if any pigeons heard that. But I did have a racing pigeon turn up. And I did get hold of the club and or emailed them, and they said, don't worry about it. They'll just have a bit of a rest, and he'll...
And then they go back.
Yeah, they'll go
How
back.
How do they know where they're from?
Because they're very clever.
Very smart, with their tiny little heads, and their tiny little brains, and their tiny
little
heads.
That's how we got messages around. And you know what happened?
Mm-mm.
Then we started using New Zealand Post, and those pigeons were out of a job.
And now they're just flying around all useless,
they used
begging
to take,
for jobs.
They used to take important documentation across our communities.
Yeah. Give
and
a pigeon a job.
Someone decided to get an envelope and a bit of paper, give it to somebody. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe because they didn't went that good.
Where did your pigeon come from? Was it here in Raglan?
It was Auckland.
Okay. And was it from Auckland, the pigeon?
Yeah.
Okay. So it didn't have to fly that far, just from one suburb to another.
I mean, if you walked it, it would be quite far, wouldn't it?
Mm.
So it's still a long way for a pigeon, I guess.
But she can fly pretty well, I guess.
Yeah.
You'd shoom. Do they fly when it's raining? If you have pigeons and you can answer that question, call us on 825-0268. We want to know and not Google.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another one. We had a missing X and O from our coffee room set up here at Surfco. Did it get stashed in your child's pocket or backpack? They're well loved, but we'd like to have them back if you find them. So if you're missing, if you've turned up to your house and your little child has stolen.
What is that even? Is that a game?
Noughts and crosses.
I don't know what that is.
Do you not know? Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. You should see Neil's disgust on his face. He's
this
so disappointed,
disgust,
right?
That is reflected through the airwaves from all our listeners.
He's so disappointed
you
with me
not,
right now.
You must know how to play that game.
I do not know. Can you explain it in brief or is it a long explanation for
no,
the
we could probably play it right now.
Oh, no, wait. It's the whole like with the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other thing. And you just do X and O and then, oh.
You
oh,
can
of
see
course
why,
I know
you
that.
You can see why I was surprised.
Yeah, no, I do know
so
that.
They're missing the O and X. It looks like a well-loved game. So any children out there who have taken this...
I just didn't know it's an actual, like, because this is...
Little cubes.
We did it on paper with a pen,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this is a bit of an upscale, upmarket
wow.
version.
I didn't know that existed.
It does.
It's pretty crazy. So yeah, anybody out there who has that game at home and you don't know where it came from Surfco. Bring it back, please.
They were missing yesterday morning as well when Clemmy was playing
Clemmy.
With them, if that helps.
Clemmy.
Hope you find them. Cheeky Auntie Ange. X and O. So that's let's tidy that up before next week.
Yeah, we shall. We shall do some investigation. I mean, after all, we're investigative journalists. We can make this happen, Neil.
We can. And if anyone knows, 385A or B Winery Road, their cheeky pony was wandering across the road. So I've popped it back in the garden. Not sure where exactly it lives. So it'd be good if anyone knows how to contact them to let them know.
Yeah. Ah, cute.
Ponies are quite cheeky, aren't they?
I don't know, are they?
They
I feel
are.
Like donk. I mean, any animal can be cheeky. A goat.
Actually, I suddenly thought a donkey was a pony. In my mind, I was thinking, but they're not, are they?
What is the mix of a donkey and a horse? Is that a mule? You call that a mule? No. Is that
an S?
Excuse me? What Pardon? Did you just call me?
I am not sure. I say a mule.
I thought it's a
So the pony knows where the carrots and hood grass is. Sure does. Oh, you got to laugh. Good old ponies, eh?
Good old ponies. Yep. So.
Oh, and thank you. Teddy is home and safe. Teddy is the name. It's been a hectic here of late, but it won't happen again. Let it happen again. Let that pony have a wander around and find some of that good grass.
Let the pony wander and see where it wanders off to next. Should be cute. Should be cute. See, the thing is, I do have other things, but they're all a bit random and maybe a bit boring. So I guess this is me. If you don't have anything else, I mean, let's just reconvene this. I'm going to do a little bit of advertisement to pay Aaron's bills.
Kia ora whaimuroa. This is your local captain, Barlow.
I mean, we can still talk. You know?
Yeah.
Come and join us as
okay.
we go around this beautiful Whaingaroa Harbour and learn all about the Raglan history.
You know this
we
guy?
Also have bookings
Pickle.
For private parties, memorial events, and family reunions. We can
Been
do
while.
It all on the water. Also, you can just rock up to the wharf for a lunchtime or sunset cruise. We've got a licensed bar and snacks, and you can check out
Wonder
our
how they're
schedule
doing in winter.
At raglanboatcharters.co.nz.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So hope to see you guys soon. Kia ora.
Raglan Fish is giving away corn fritters
See,
all
there you go.
Winter.
That's your wharf fish ad.
If you order a meal deal online or in person, Monday to Friday, you'll get a corn fritter for free. All you need to do is order a meal deal via the link on the Raglan Fish Facebook page or head on down to the wharf at the end of Wallace Street to make your order. See you at the wharf.
We should have lunch there, Neil, at the wharf.
We should.
Are you too busy to do your garden or lawns? Maybe you need some help or you just can't be bothered. Waitere Property Maintenance is here to help. Here's Craig to give you the full list of services.
Lawns, rubbish removal, gardens, gutter cleaning, edges, water blasting,
hedges. It's our Craig.
Window cleaning, grass seeding, small excavation, top sorting and weed spray.
Waitere Property Maintenance, where your local do-anything-outside solution for residential
property. That's Craig from
Check us out on Facebook
Media Radio.
Give Adrian a call on 021-657-354.
Raglan Community Radio supports the Raglan Food Bank.
The food bank can be found at 36 Bow Street opposite the Community House and is open for business between 1 and 3 Mondays and Fridays.
Donations can be dropped off at these times or at Super Value.
Check out the food bank's current needs on our sign at the Super Value entrance or online at surfside.co.nz.
Or find out more about the Surfside Community Services, Food Bank and Counselling Services by phoning 825 5199.
The Raglan Food Bank. Raglan's only true community bank.
Alrighty, so because one of our listeners missed the first two songs from Lola Young, I'm gonna do another one. Here's Good Books from Lola Young. You're welcome.
Try and make it hard to see beneath the rubble, but I show that you
What a great song. Good Books from Lola Young. That is from her newest album. I think the album is called This Wasn't Meant For You. This Wasn't Meant For You anyway. How you like it, Neil?
Nice, nice. I'll be listening to that. I will be checking that out on my way into Hamilton.
Because Alistair said, oh yeah, if we can like just make sure to play a lot of her music, then she might come and we can go see a show.
Yeah.
You know? Because totally, I'd like great. To see you. She's pretty cool. And her lyrics are amazing. You guys probably don't know, but me and Neil, we almost lost it right now.
We did.
While the song was playing, because guess what happened? Things that usually never happen on this show. It happened.
Right before our eyes and ears.
Somebody called the landline. And I was like in shock. Looking at Neil, and Neil was looking at me in
shock.
We were
thinking it was wrong number.
We were just like very nervous, and then I picked up, and then it was our sponsor, Bexy. She's just back from Australia.
Nice.
It would have been cool if she called from Australia, though.
That would have been cool, but she's back home, which is great. And thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for helping us out with some research tonight. We have learned something. We put the call out.
Yeah. And now we know.
Cows.
And now we know.
And what they can eat and what they can't eat.
Oh, now we know they can eat cabbage.
So cows can, in fact, eat cabbage. So that cow was probably going out looking for some cabbage.
Yeah. And that is some very useful information. Thanks, Bexy.
Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
It's great to have the research department on board.
I mean, she's after all, what does she call herself? A citizen scientist. That's what she calls herself. Because she had the thing there at the other night. What's it called? The science night. Science is the word. And she said she's a citizen scientist, which means you haven't studied something sciencey, but you're still employed in a, you know, sciencey sector. So that's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
That's why she knows things.
That's why she knows about cabbage.
She also knows about birds. Hey, we should call this the Bexy Show, because we're like, Bexy this, Bexy that. So funny. She doesn't mind, though. She knows.
She knows. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening and for getting involved.
Nicole.
Giving us a call.
Oh, and she also asked, and that's a very important notice to give the other people as well. She asked, it's a very cute kitty on your phone.
Isn't it?
It's a very cute, let's talk about the kitty in a sec. She said, oh yeah, the postal service idea that you just had.
Yeah.
We should give out the address of the Raglan community
radio, so
people can write us fan letters, like fan mail.
You can write your song requests. If you have a song you want us to play out or a shout out, send it on a letter. Remember they used to say post address
to?
Stamps? You don't have to do that. But if you send us it to Raglan Community Radio at 41 Bow Street, Raglan, 3225. You can send us a letter. You can actually just pop it through the window probably during the week as
under
well.
Yeah, under the
if you're coming past. But obviously, if you are listening to us from Berlin, then...
I'd love that. Dan.
41 Bow Street,
Dan,
Raglan,
3222,
New Zealand.
Because you're listening all the time. Write us a letter. A love letter from
It is
Berlin.
Good when you get a letter in the mail. You open it and you're like, whoa, this is what it used to be like.
Man, when was the last letter you received?
The last one I got was from a gentleman who used to live down my street, and we were having a bit of afternoon tea at my house.
Oh,
and
I thought an argument.
No, and he just wrote me a letter and he said, I will be attending your function.
Your tea time.
He was
were
an
you
older
inviting
gentleman.
For tea time? And he's like, I'm coming to your tea time.
Yeah, it was quite, I thought that is pretty cool.
You know, I just remembered that when I was 14, so that was already in times of cell phones.
Yes.
I had this boyfriend who lived 600 kilometers away from where I was going to school. So we only saw each other every, I don't know, 6 weeks for a weekend, or when he was there for a week or two. And we used to write each other love letters.
Mm.
And I remember that I at some point lost them. I didn't keep them, but I kept them for a long time because I was like, one day when I'm old, I'm going to... And even now, I'm not that old, you know? I'd be like, man, that is so precious.
That is.
To keep love letters from when you were still writing.
Someone's gone to a second-hand shop and they found those letters and they're reading them out and they're going, I think I know this girl.
I know this person.
I'm going to chuck this all up in line.
Yeah, also broke his heart, so I feel like it would be even better to get them and be like, aw, I was so cute. I was such a bitch. I mean, a bad person. But, yeah. I had a really long conversation with someone the other day about, you know, romance and romance movies. And I was like, man, I really don't know any romance movies that much. Do you?
No. Obviously, Titanic.
Yeah. Oh, obviously best of the two. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, you're probably right.
Do you know Amélie, that French one from the early 2000s?
No, I might have to look it up.
Neil, so now I'm making the face with the XO thing.
Do I? Maybe I...
Oh, my God. I'm pretty sure you know. Google that stuff. Do some homework. I will
be all over that.
Mm. Blue is the
warmest. Romantic comedies.
Blue is the warmest. No, it's not romantic. It's actually like romance, like deep, proper deep love stuff. Deep. It's deep love things.
There you go, folks. If you need a bit of deep love, check out what's
from,
the movie
not
called.
Not from Neil or me. Just don't get any wrong ideas. The PG-16 show is tomorrow, 8:30.
Tune in. But if you do want to watch a great movie, what is it called again?
Amélie.
Amélie.
I think, I don't know if in English it's called, I think it's called Amélie, yeah.
Oh, nice. Maybe I have, maybe I haven't.
Blue is the warmest color. It's a nice French romance,
yeah,
about two girls being in love. It's very cute. Very cute. Americans didn't want it because there was a sex scene and they were like, you know, two women having sex. Disgusting.
How dare they?
How dare they show their affection to each other? So anyhow, that's the romance bit of this segment of Raglan Rage. You kind of need to balance it out.
Yeah,
a bit of rage, a bit of romance.
Movie review. Mm. I'll give it a movie for you to watch.
Mm-hmm.
A great movie. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
What?
It's a great movie. It's the foundation movie of comedy. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It's one of the good ones. It's one of those ones that I've watched many, many times. Over and over and over again.
I remember that one. It's from 1987.
So good, eh?
It's with, what's his name, Steve Martin?
And John Candy.
And John, he's great.
Rest in peace, John.
Yeah, he's been gone for a while, eh? Has he?
Yeah.
I think he's been, he was also the guy that played in the other movie.
Cool Runnings.
Yes, man.
He's been in a few great movies.
He's been in a few really good ones. And then he was Macaulay Culkin's uncle in one, I think.
Yes, that was cool.
That was called Uncle Something.
And he made those big giant pancakes, yeah. Eh? Uncle Buck's.
Uncle Buck!
Yeah, that was a good man. One.
There you have it.
So there are a couple of movies for you to...
just do when you have
watch,
time, when you're not listening to the
re-watch.
Radio.
Rewatch.
Yeah. What was the kitty on your phone about?
Oh, I just saw a cat there and I thought... You know, sometimes you know what the mum looks like and what the dad looks like. obviously, the dad is an orange tabby cat,
yeah.
And the mum is a black cat. You can kind of see
it's
that.
It's very
but
cute.
Anyone missing this fur baby has been around our place, Greenslade, for most of the weekend. That was 6 hours ago.
She looks not very happy to be there.
I don't think she didn't want her photo taken. She's kind of like...
She's like...
How dare you take my photo?
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to be in the street.
She was not
I'm
consenting.
Supposed to be over in Lorenzen Bay.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe she got lost if she did the whole like walk across the low tide.
I think she was doing more than getting herself lost. She was up to no good across those ways.
I hate the sound that cats make at night when they mate.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. It sounds like they're really in a lot of pain, which they are because they hook. Yeah. That's not PG, but anyways, sorry parents who listen to this on the drive back from Hamilton picking up your kids on Thursday. But
so
maybe your kids need to know that cat sex is painful. Because everybody should know.
So every little kitten that's born is a blessing.
Every little kitten. Okay, hey, we filled almost an hour with this shenanigans.
Well. We've gone well.
Thank you so much for coming.
No
what are you doing
all.
For the rest of the night with your birthday?
I'm just having a nice chilled night tonight.
Chill.
I had a little bit of a cold over the weekend.
Yeah.
So just getting that out of the way. So a nice early evening then nice hot cocoa.
Mm.
No.
No?
I should actually. That does sound good as I said
delicious.
It.
Delicious. I'm like, it's exactly what I'm going to do when I get home.
So yeah, I'll just be thinking about the show and how I can do better for next week, how we can really improve it. I'll be going over what I said and just really refine, because that is what our listeners want to hear.
So Neil's weekends usually look like that he's going through the archived material and just kind of analyzes and reassesses what we do, how we do it. And then, you know, he uses Google Analytics and he's just, you know, really trying to make this show.
And obviously Bixie gives us feedback as well.
The best that it can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks for that, Neil. Thanks for coming, and I shall see you next week.
You will do.
Kia ora.
Thank you.
was Le Tigre with TKO, and it's funny because I remember that song so vividly, yet I do not know much about the band Le Tigre, who I only know that they're an American, riot girl band from the 90s and 2000s, I think. Yeah, so they started in 1998 and then were active till 2007, which is funny because I finished high school in 2007, which I think my actual music taste developed a little bit after that. Before it was just all screamo and punk and metal that was all crap and not really good. Because the whole riot girl movement kind of missed me in the small town that I was living in. And then even in Berlin, it was just all very male-fronted, hardcore stuff. Anyways, they also reunited. They had a brief reunion, or still are reunited. played at This Ain't No Picnic Fest in 2022, and earlier in 2023, they will do a tour. I don't know if they have. They were highly involved in the Michigan Women's Music Festival. That was in 2001, 2005. Yeah, I was not even using the internet for that kind of stuff back then. Anyhow, that is a pretty epic band. And following in those footsteps, here's just Bikini Kill with Rebel Girl. Bikini Kill with Rebel Girl, another song that I'm so familiar with, but I did not grow up with that kind of music. Man, I wish. Sometimes wish my parents had better taste in music and could have, you know, just done some more things for me in terms of that. I had to, like, work hard for this, you guys. So for those of you who don't know, Bikini Kill is an American punk rock band formed in Washington in 1990. Holy, I was four. And they reunited in 2019 and 2022. But yeah, their whole career was basically in the late 90s. And then post-breakup, you know, till the 2000s. Anyhow, yeah, I do think they had a reunion in 2022 and 2023. But Oh, yeah. They were touring in Australia, and that was it. Australian tour. Good for them. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza. As always, very random when Neil is here and we are talking about the Raglan notice board and all the rage. And I do sometimes miss playing more music and just talking about music with people, but hey, you know, me and Neil are happy to just cut it short and then have somebody else in to chat about music. So if you wanna, text me on Instagram, Facebook, or email the radio, call on 825-0268, just like Bexy did. You know, there's so many options if you want to get involved. If you want to become a DJ yourself, it's all doable. It's all doable. Nobody of us know what we're doing, so feel free. I'm going to leave you with Melt Banana, Shield for Your Eyes, A Beast in the Well on Your Hand. And I hope you have a good night. It stopped raining, so that's good. And have a good weekend if you're listening to this on Thursday. Kakite.